FAA knowledge test changes and the impact on students. A few minutes with Jason Blair of NAFI. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Jason Blair, who is the Executive Director of the National Association of Flight Instructors. In yesterday's special feature, I had a conversation with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves, the Journal for the Proficient Pilot, in which Bob took to task AOPA and NAFI for a letter sent by those two groups jointly to the FAA, critical of the change in the question test pool without notice to the industry that things were changing, which resulted in a spike in the fail rate of students taking airman knowledge tests. I wanted to get Jason on today to talk a little bit about NAFI's side of this and what this is really about. Jason, thanks for taking some time out for our listeners today.
Thanks for having us on, and appreciate the opportunity to talk with your listeners about what we see happening with the knowledge test.
Going back to the point Bob raised in his newsletter, there was a March 3rd letter sent jointly by NAFI and AOPA to the FAA protesting the changes in the question test pool. How did you find out about this? How did the instructor community find out about this change, and what was the effect?
You know, really, the way we found out about this test change, I guess the change in the bank of questions, was not through any official process of FAA notification. It was through members contacting both NAFI, and then AOPA was also having the same type of contact, indicating that they saw irregularities in the test. And in some cases, the context was from university programs that were saying they have, you know, traditionally seen a very high correlation between the practice tests that they give based on the material that they prepare their students with and what the students' actual scores were on various tests. And starting February 1st, they saw a divergence in that. And that got us kind of looking at it and curious, and actually got us to get a hold of the FAA. And AOPA also did the same. And we found that looks like right around February 1st, a larger than traditional change in the test bank number of questions or content of some of the questions was made. And in some cases, that resulted in significantly different passing rates on the tests. And the one that we know we've got a little bit better data on, although we don't have official data, we've got some anecdotal data, is that the fundamentals of instruction test, one that's obviously near and dear to the Flight Instructor Association, saw a spike from a roughly a 13% initial failure rate to a 58% failure rate in February. And at this point, we've put a request into the FAA for some more data to try and determine what other tests were affected and how big the effect was. It's looking like at this time that not every test saw the same amount of changes, which would indicate that we don't have the same level of pass fail rate change in all of them. But certainly a number of changes were made, and that it may be affecting how somebody can study for those tests and what their likelihood of passing is.
Well, and that's really kind of the core issue here in terms of how people study for tests. I know that the test prep guides that are available from a couple of different sources have either the question pool, even though they haven't been released to the public for a number of years now, questions I recall from the test prep guides were very close to, if not verbatim, what was on the test, which suggests that folks have come back and shared their test experience as recon for the next person. Is that an appropriate way to study for the test? Is that not teaching to the test?
You know, I think you're always going to see NAFI fall on the side of knowledge-based testing and focusing on the knowledge-based approach to training. There has been a very historically close representation of what the FAA test questions were in many of the test prep providers. They've got test questions, and in fairness, the FAA has also historically produced many parallel questions publicly available on the website to get applicants understanding what types of questions that they're going to get. NAFI is certainly an advocate of seeing that the test questions themselves are not necessarily released, but that the material that we're going to be tested on be closely referenced, and that, you know, we can see some parallel questions so we can help students appropriately study for that. And I think it's been about 7 years now, actually a little bit over that, that the test bank itself has not been public. And I think that's a positive thing. We don't want to see students studying just rote memorization. We want to see them study for the knowledge and be able to apply that knowledge. But we need to have them, you know, understand what they're going to be tested on, and having appropriate guidance material for that, I think, is very important. Some of that guidance material has not been updated for some time, and it's difficult to roll in a large change in testing material without updating the material and advising the industry of what those test questions are going to be covering.
If I understand correctly, Jason, the contention of NAFI is not that the material no longer matches the handbooks. It's more a matter of focus and how the questions are put together. Would that be fair to say?
I think there's a couple of questions here. One is to make sure that the material does meet the handbooks. For example, in one of the tests, we're getting some indications that a couple of subject matter areas were added. And some of this is related to recent developments in terms of rest and crew rest management types of subject areas. And in the fundamentals of instructing, a specific section on basically, you know, why studying for rote memorization is not the most effective way to teach. The interesting side is, as we look at this, those have not been updated in handbooks yet. So we may have material out there that is not currently referenced in the handbooks. The secondary question is, traditionally, as we've gone through test bank updates, the questions were validated. They were put into circulation for a while, tested with applicants. As long as they were clear and good questions, they then were rolled into the test bank. And one of the things we need to find out is, were all of the questions that were brought into this update and all the tests put through that same validation process? We're hopeful that they were, but there's been some question of the material that's been brought to our attention by some applicants. And, you know, we take that with a grain of salt as well. Somebody coming out of a test remembering what a question was and trying to pass that along to us, and whether they thought it was right or wrong, has to be taken with a grain of salt. But we want to make sure that the questions that are being put into circulation are good, validated questions that reference material that instructors can have their students study and, you know, actually have a good likelihood of having a knowledge base in, so they can pass the test.
We'll be back for more with Jason Blair of NAFI in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Mid-Continent Instruments leads the industry in the advanced design, manufacture, overhaul, exchange, and repair of aircraft instruments, avionics, and emergency power supplies. Mid-Continent Instruments, 47 years of service and counting.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm talking with NAFI's Executive Director, Jason Blair, about recent changes the FAA made to the question pool for airmen's knowledge tests, with no prior notice to the instruction community, which resulted in a spike in fail rates last month and a letter of protest sent to the FAA by NAFI and AOPA. Jason, there was one paragraph in the March 3rd letter that did sort of trouble me, and it said in part about the revised flight instructor handbook. Quoting from the letter here, that handbook contains 228 pages of information. It is unlikely that any given instructor candidate could possibly retain all of the information contained within the handbook or be able to anticipate the wide array of questions that could be developed from the material. Bob Miller's observation was that he can't remember any of his courses in high school or college where the textbook was fewer than 228 pages, and we were all expected to know everything in those books. How can an instructor be ready to be an instructor if there are parts of the book he does not know?
You know, and I think that's a very valid point. I think the question of teaching process has to come into specifically the FOI test and how to apply those materials, not necessarily just a rote memorization of one or two of the concepts in it. And that's, you know, part of being an instructor is not just memorizing the material, but learning how to teach. And that's really, really important. I as I look back at that letter, it's possible that we did not clearly put forth what we really, you know, wanted to with that sentence structure. Really what we're trying to say is, look, there's more to this than just memorizing things, and there's more to it than just that book. And we've got to talk about the overall process. And one of the things that is clear throughout that book, and this is, you know, an FAA publication that indicates that good teaching process has a clear learning procedure and clear outcomes that are expected. And as we look at our own knowledge testing through the FAA, we may not even be meeting the types of approaches that they're advocating in that book. So kind of an ironic piece there, and we want to help with that. You know, one of the things we want to do as an industry is help make sure that we can provide good structured guidance that meets FAA guidelines and allow people to have an appropriate knowledge-based study process.
That paragraph referenced specifically the FOI exam, the Fundamentals of Instruction. But
yes.
It's interesting to note that anything affecting any airman knowledge test is a big deal for an instructor, because you guys at some point are evaluated based on your students' pass-fail rate. Is that right?
Absolutely. And more so on practical tests, but certainly the knowledge test success is something that does reflect on an instructor as well, and whether they have signed a student off for a particular test and their pass rate.
Where do you see this going from here? You mentioned an upcoming meeting in April, but have you had any feedback from the FAA to that letter or the problem in general?
I can't tell you we've had feedback specifically to that letter, but we have continued discussions with them, and I think there's an understanding of where we want to go with this and the fact that we're looking to work with the FAA, and I think they've positively responded in some of our conversations and are willing to work with us as we go forward on that. A little bit of knowledge that this may have caught some people by surprise. One of the things we had asked for in the letter was whether it was possible to just roll the test bank back for a short period of time while we tried to come up with a notification process. And really the indication there was just from a logistical standpoint, it would be a very difficult thing for them to do. So I don't expect that to be the case. And as we've gone forward, I think the word is getting out better to the industry that, you know, we do have some changes that have taken place. And, you know, instructors really have to work with their students to make sure their study process changes a little bit. If they were pursuing a rote memorization type of approach, that's while it wasn't a good idea back before the changes, it's really not a good idea now. I think when we get to the April 20th meeting, we'll probably have a lot more conversation that takes place, and we can talk about where we go from here and what the overall approach is for knowledge testing going forward. And I think we're going to see the knowledge testing be a knowledge based test. It's not going to be a rote memorization test. Certainly, there'll always be some test preps out there that work with specific questions. And what we're hopeful of is that the test bank is one that can have some parallel questions that are provided just as samples for students to get familiar with what the types of approaches to the questions are and the types of questions they would see, and that we have some good guidance based on advisory circulars and the actual test bank material behind it. And many of the FAA publications are fantastic publications. I'll tell you, as an examiner, I refer to them more specifically than I do to any other material at this point. Really, they're good pieces of material, and we hope we can reference those as we go forward for knowledge testing as well.
All right, we're coming to the end of a brutal winter in North America, and I know a bunch of people have cabin fever, and it's going to be a popular time of year, I would expect, for new student pilot starts. What do you tell someone while this is in process if he is a prospective private pilot student? What should he do? What should he study?
You know, at this point, it's really a matter of study the actual guidebook material, study the PTS material, and work with your instructor. Certainly taking a test prep material base and using that as a practice for the type of questions they will see can be beneficial in many cases. A good way to supplement just getting used to taking a test, but certainly don't expect those to be the exact questions they're going to see on a test. You know, really it's going to come down to studying and knowing the material and knowing how to apply it.
Well, Jason, thanks for taking the time to make NAFI's position more clear to our listeners today.
Thanks for having us, and we look forward to trying to provide more information to you in the future.
Jason Blair is the executive director of the National Association of Flight Instructors. Find out more about the organization online at www.nafinet.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.